flame retardant chemicals in the Great Lakes. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The U.S. and Canada have added PBDEs to their list of chemicals of mutual concern. PBDEs are a class of flame retardants. They're in furniture, electronics, the padding under our carpets. But the chemicals don't stay put. They leach out and build up in people and in wildlife.
There has been testing results suggesting that these chemicals have effects on human beings, especially children, in their development.
Dave Dempsey is a policy advisor with the International Joint Commission. The IJC advises both countries on Great Lakes issues. He says PBDEs have been found in each of the Great Lakes. The IJC's Water Quality Board wants Canada and the U.S. to do more to cut down on the PBDEs in the lakes. That includes tougher controls on landfills and requiring companies to get approval for new chemicals that replace PBDEs.
Because the concern is there's been sort of an endless cycle of chemicals being found to be of concern and then being replaced by other chemicals that are later found to be of concern.
The group is accepting comment on the proposal until August 5th. This is the Environment Report. Industries in the U.S. have made some progress cutting greenhouse gas emissions over the past couple of decades, but emissions are up from the transportation sector. This matters because transportation is the nation's second largest contributor to greenhouse emissions. Brandon Shutley is a project manager of sustainable worldwide transportation with the University of Michigan Transportation Research Institute, and he joins me to talk more about this. You examined data from the EPA from 1990 to 2014. Why are emissions up in the transportation sector?
Well, the main reason emissions are up in the transportation sector is due to increased emissions from medium and heavy-duty trucking. And that, of course, we think is mostly due to increases in the actual use of medium and heavy-duty trucks, things like construction, transporting goods and cargo around the United States, increases over the period we looked at in the actual mileage and cargo hauling in these industries have been the main reason that their emissions are up. Most other parts that make up the transportation sector have stayed relatively flat during that time.
So light-duty vehicles.
Light-duty vehicles, even though there's been a significant increase in the number of vehicles, there's been more than 30% increase in the number of vehicles during that time, the emissions from light-duty vehicles have stayed about the same.
Why is that?
Vehicles have just been getting more efficient during that time. Recently, we've hit some records in terms of new vehicle fuel economy, especially over the past 10 or 15 years. There's been major jumps in new vehicle fuel efficiency. So those gains, even though we've been also gaining quite a few vehicles, have led to a sort of stable performance in terms of emissions. They haven't been going down because we've been adding new cars, but they haven't been going up because cars have been getting more efficient.
What's being done to cut emissions from medium and heavy-duty trucks?
Well, that's a little more difficult. Of course, most of us look at our fuel economy in terms of miles per gallon, or if you look at fuel efficiency, you can look at gallons of fuel used per mile or per 100 miles. For cargo, it's a little different. They traditionally get what we would generally think of as pretty poor fuel economy, 5, 6, 7 miles per gallon. But this is, of course, they're hauling tens of thousands of pounds of cargo around. So they've been increasing their cargo efficiency significantly during the same period we looked at. But the increase in just cargo operations moving around the country has led to the increase there. And of course, as with every other type of transportation technology, they're investigating new fuel sources, ways to make their vehicles more fuel efficient. We're completing a study on that later this summer where we're looking at fleets and asking them to tell us what they think some of the future technologies are in that category. So they're doing just as much work as other parts of the transportation sector to try to figure out ways to increase their efficiency too.
Brandon Shutley is with the University of Michigan Transportation Research Institute. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.